Do you want to know what the one thing is you can focus on that can help change your overall well-being in so many areas? Listen in on today's episode to learn where your attention needs to go to see impact all over. You might have a gut instinct as to what it is. There's the clue. So keep on listening. Well, hey there, friend, and welcome to the Joyful Flamingo Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Schreiber, and I am obsessed with empowering women to tune into themselves, to zoom in on their own well-being, so in turn, they can lead their most vibrant, aligned, and joyful lives. I want to create a tsunami of self-discovered, self-loved, and self-understood women to show up in this world unapologetically and joyfully, and to pass the torch on for generations to come. If any of that feels aligned with your vibe, stick around. I'm so glad you're here. Now, let's go find our joy. Hello, joyful flamingo flock. Happy day to you. Oh, I hope the beginning of 2024 has been good to you. I hope you're feeling joyful and refreshed and ready to focus on yourself this year. And look, I know it's stereotypical, but I also know that many of us want to focus or tend to want to focus on our health goals as the new year rings in. I don't know. I feel like over time for me, it's become more apparent as I get older and older that it's not about fitting into certain clothes or losing a set amount of pounds. But for me, I feel like it's just been about feeling good, you know, feeling at your best. And I feel like there are so many people who are of the same mindset. They want to focus on feeling their best. So maybe you've already set some intentions. I don't love the word goal. I don't know why. I like intention better. So maybe you've already started your intention for your health already, or maybe you've started it and have already dropped the idea because it felt too overwhelming. So today, I want to talk about what I believe is the number one thing to zoom in on if you're looking to just focus on one area for your health this year. Sometimes when it's super simple, it's way more doable. If there's one overarching thing that you're really concentrating on, everything else can kind of fall into place. So do you have any guesses? Any gut feelings? Any instincts? You got it, friends. It's your gut. Just a reminder, Flamingo Flock, that I am not a medical or a psychological professional. Each one of my episodes has been inspired by my own experience, my own journey through life, and it's brought to you through my own opinion and lens. So any suggestions or advice offered here don't substitute proper conversations with your own healthcare professionals for either your physical or your mental well-being. I felt like because this is more of a scientific-based episode, I really felt the urge or the need to insert my disclaimer there right off the hop. I am not Dr. Emily, but I do know what's been helping me for years. I have a question for you. How much do you know about your own gut health and how it's impacting the rest of your other health? On a scale of 1 to 10, rate yourself. Maybe it's a sliding scale. Maybe it goes back and forth. But for me, about 8 years ago, I was pretty much a zero of knowing anything about my gut health. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was like a 1 or a 2 because I always kind of had, I had digestion issues as a little kid and it lasted into my mid-20s. So I realized that there was something that was happening in my body that I needed to address. And in my mid-20s, I really started to focus in on figuring out all of the things that made my tummy feel rotten and all of the things that made it feel amazing. Thinking it was mostly just like what I was eating, right? And maybe you've heard the term gut health before, especially over the last 5 years or so. And you believe people when they say it's really important. Your gut health is so important for your overall well-being. But maybe for you, knowing what it actually means for you and how it's going to manifest in your life is still the missing puzzle piece for you. So today, I want to help you understand and digest, if you will, what it truly looks like to have a healthy gut. There is a gastroenterologist. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Again, not a science brain over here. Gastroenterologist. Their name is Sabine Hazan. And they put it quite simply. A healthy gut means you have a stronger immune system, a better mood, effective digestion that's free of discomfort, and a healthy brain and heart. Even that right there shows you how important your gut is and how its health seeps into so many different areas of your body and your mind. I'm going to try and give you a little bit more science behind it, but take note, this is coming from a very non-science-brained human. I'm just trying to put all of the research I've done and my own understanding into kind of layman's terms for people who have a similar brain type to me. Maybe you are listening and you are a science person and you're like, oh, come on. But I know I got those people out there. For me, I need to really understand it in like words that make sense to me. So I'm going to try and do that for you guys too. Basically, your body is full of trillions of bacteria, viruses, fungi, and all of these things come together to coexist in different areas of your body. So various sites of your body. We're talking your skin, your oral cavity, your respiratory tract, your vagina, and your gut. And all of the bacterias and yeast and viruses that live in your gastrointestinal tract make up what we call our gut microbiome, which is considered the most significant microbiome in your body for maintaining your overall health. Let's talk about it. What does our gut do for us? First of all, we know it digests our food. It absorbs all the nutrients we need to fuel and maintain our bodies. It's what provides us with our energy. Or lack thereof. That's what we think of as the primary function of the gut, right? It also does so much more than that. It would take me, episode upon episode upon episode to explain it all because the research now is super extensive, but I want to help you understand just at least a few other major functions of your gut to help you realize the connection to your overall health. So yes, our gut helps us digest our food, absorb nutrients, gives us the fuel we need to function, but our gut bacteria also helps in vitamin production and protection against pathogens, which is a fancy word for like an organism that causes disease. Therefore, it protects against pathogens and stimulates our body's immune response. This is super interesting. The gut is a key player in our immune system. Did you know that? Did you know that 70% of our immune cells in our body reside in the gut? That's intense. That is a huge percentage. As we age from infanthood to adulthood, the diversity in our microbiome, it increases. It becomes more complex. And generally, around 3 years old and over is when the child's gut bacteria starts to look more and more like an adult gut bacteria would. Then on the opposite end of life, around the age of, 70 plus and older, that microbiome starts to decrease again in complexity. And when I read this, it made total sense to me as to why the young, the very young and the very old have to be so much more careful about viruses and illnesses because they have less forms of bacteria in their gut to help strengthen their immune response to pathogens, organisms that cause disease. If you need to pause and repeat that in your ears over and over again, you are like me, so go for it. I'm not a science brain, but I did try to explain it in a way that made sense to me. So hopefully it speaks to the average non-sciencey brain out there too. Give me a pen or a mic and ask me to talk or write up something cool or be creative. I'm your gal. But this science stuff, it takes me a while to wrap my head around. So if you're there too, I am with you, friend. Okay, so we know our gut health digests our food. It absorbs nutrients. It provides us with the energy we need to function. We also know now that it helps produce vitamins for our body and it protects us against disease by stimulating our immune response. Those things alone should make you want to take care of your gut. And if it doesn't, I don't know who you are. The gut's functions don't end there. The gut does even more than that. And I really want to talk about the connection the gut has to our brain. There is so much information out there about the connection between the brain and the gut, and also how hormones and gut health are correlated. It could literally be an entire podcast with multiple episodes. Actually, it probably is. You should go and search for it, because I'm sure there are tons of other podcasts you can listen to that give you so much more information. I, today, am just giving you the little taste of what you need to know to understand how important it is, and then therefore encourage you to start doing your own research on it, because it is all so super interesting. I really want to focus in on the brain and the gut relationship. Around 95% of our serotonin, which is the key neurotransmitter responsible for regulating our moods, is made by our gut bacteria. I'm going to repeat it again. Around 95% of our serotonin, which is responsible for regulating our moods, is made by our gut bacteria. That's insane. No wonder so many of us are stressed and anxious and worried. If we're not focusing on maintaining our gut health, then no wonder we're feeling all of those things. The bacteria in our gut is responsible also for producing hundreds of neurochemicals, not just serotonin. And there are also 100 million or more neurons located in our gut wall, which is significantly more than most other parts of our body. This is why our gut is considered to be our second brain. Have you ever heard that? The gut being referred to as our second brain of our body? It's right up there with how it affects the rest of our body, just like the brain. All of these produced, you know, neurochemicals from our gut bacteria are then used by the brain for basic physiological processes, but also mental processes. So things like learning, memory, mood, all of it is connected. What the gut does and what it produces helps the brain function. And there's something called the vagus nerve, and it is basically the central highway between these two mega centers of your body. It sends signals back and forth between the brain and the gut. And think about it. What's the first thing to generally happen when you're feeling nervous or stressed or anxious about something? You feel it in your tummy. That stress we're experiencing can affect the delicate balance of gut bacteria that we have, which can cause an upset tummy. The nerve endings that are located in our guts are basically responding to these stress hormones. How fascinating is that? So many emotions are felt in the gut, not just anxiety and stress, sadness, anger, excitement. Think about what your gut does in moments of feeling those emotions. Butterflies in your tummy, or the term, trust your gut. It's a gut instinct. Are you starting to see how closely linked the brain and the gut are? It's a two-way road. Problems in the gut that come from not maintaining its health can also therefore cause an imbalance in the brain and in the mind. It goes both ways. A healthy gut can positively affect energy level, motivation, clarity of thought, intuitive decision-making. And on the other end, brain fog can stem from what's going on in your gut. Scientists are just kind of starting, well, they're scratching the surface in the past decade or so on all of this research. There's probably still so much that's unknown. We do know that what we feed our gut, and therefore the environment we give it, we give that bacteria to live in, is really important. I was reading a Harvard Medical School article, which, like, never done before in my life. But anyways, they mentioned something called nutritional psychiatry. These specialists in this field basically help their patients to understand how their gut health and their diet can positively or negatively affect their mood. And of course, it's just a piece of the puzzle for so many people. There can be lots going on in our bodies that's affecting our mood. But diet and what we feed our gut is one of the things that most of us can actually control on our own, which is why I feel like it's a really important thing for people to understand. Focusing in on our gut health is not only going to affect our moods, though. I really buckled down on, you know, the few key things today, like our immune system, our gut health providing us with the nutrients that we need, and the connection to our brain and our moods. But there are also so many other ways that scientists are proving our gut health has a major role in. Things like our sleep, our hormones, our cycles as women, our skin. Think about how your skin reacts when you've been eating like junk. Breakout Central. Of course, healing your gut isn't the only puzzle piece to helping solve a lot of these issues we're experiencing in our health, but it's definitely a really good starting place. What are some things we can do to start the healing journey of our guts? Or better yet, what are some signs maybe that our gut health needs some attention? Maybe let's start there. There are things in your life that may indicate an unhealthy gut. Again, could be a whole host of other things too, but these things I'm going to mention here can be some common signs of a gut needing some healing. First off, chronic digestion issues. So maybe that's gas or bloating or constipation or diarrhea. 2, unintentional weight changes in either direction, the fluctuation going upwards or going downwards. 3, sleep disturbances or chronic fatigue. 4, skin irritations. 5, experiencing lots of food intolerances, basically trouble digesting certain trigger foods. Those are some common signs that maybe your gut might need some attention here. Now let's talk about the things that we can control. That's where we have to start. That's the best place to begin, right? And we already mentioned the first thing, which is our diet, but let's break it down a little bit more. The food that we eat, what we're putting in our gut is so important. Some of the things that we can do to really help our gut: eliminating certain inflammatory foods, at least at first, to see if you have any intolerances to something specific. And then really focusing in on eating a whole foods diet. Reducing ultra processed foods or foods that contain a really high sugar content, and incorporating instead more fiber dense foods like legumes, vegetables, whole grains, and some fruit and nuts. These are considered prebiotic foods. And I'm going to explain a little bit more in a bit what prebiotic versus probiotic means. Fiber dense foods like legumes, vegetables, whole grains, those things are prebiotic foods. Then we can also focus in on eating more fermented foods like kimchi, sauerkraut, yogurt, kefir. These are what we call probiotic foods. Also, concentrating on trying to eat foods that boost our body's collagen production, like citrus fruits, broccoli, eggs, etc. The diet, it's huge, but that's not the only thing that's creating the environment for your gut bacteria and microbiome to live in. There are other things too, so let's talk about some of them. I want to talk about integrating supplements. And again, I'm not a doctor, talk to your healthcare professional, but this is what I've done. I eat pre and probiotic foods to help me, but sometimes your body needs a little bit of extra support. And so I have found supplements that help me do that. The first supplement that, I've been taking for a long time is a pro and a prebiotic. Ideally, one that's both of these things, because they are slightly different. So let's go through that. A probiotic, the probiotics are the live bacteria that's either found in the food you're eating, like the sauerkraut, the yogurt, the kefir, all that kind of stuff, or the supplement you're taking. So the supplement you're taking, if it's a probiotic, it has a live bacteria that's found in it. The prebiotic acts as the food that feeds that bacteria to help it grow. So the fiber-dense foods, legumes, vegetables, whatever, that's the food it's giving the bacteria to help it grow. And if you have a supplement that's a prebiotic, it also has that component, that thing that's going to help the probiotic or the bacteria to help it grow. That's a difference. I take a supplement that's both of those in the same thing. So it's a pre and a probiotic, and it's also a digestive enzyme. Digestive enzymes are proteins that basically help break down your food so that your body can more easily use and absorb the nutrients that you're putting into it. Those are the supplements that I've been really focusing on my gut. Pre, probiotics, digestive enzymes, and then something to help boost your body's collagen production that's outside of food as well. I've been taking a collagen supplement as well. You do you and you speak to your healthcare professionals, but that's what I've been doing to help boost what I've been doing within my diet to just give me a little extra support in that area. Those are two things: focusing on your diet, integrating some supplements to help you out. We can do both of those things. We can control both of those things. What else can we do? Stay hydrated. Drinking plenty of water may be linked to increased diversity of bacteria in the gut. What else can we do? Get enough sleep. Prioritizing, oh my gosh, I know some of you are going to come at me for this, but prioritizing 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep a night. Listen, I'm not talking to all you mamas out there who are struggling with the sleep. I know sometimes it's not doable. If you can prioritize that, do it, because disruption in the circadian rhythms has been linked to gastrointestinal issues. Another thing we can do is trying to lower our stress levels. Chronic stress is hard on your whole body. It's imperative that we find ways of reducing the stress we experience on a daily basis. The how is going to look different for everyone, though. How do you lower your stress levels? Maybe it's daily doses of nature, walking, meditation, quiet time, locking yourself in the pantry, massages, uses of essential oils, delegating jobs and tasks, asking for help, exercising. You know, you do what you need to do to reduce the stress you're experiencing. That's going to look different for everyone. Exercise. Movement is medicine for so many parts of the body, including your gut. And there have been some studies done in both animals and humans that show that exercise promotes more diversity of the healthy bacteria we need in our guts. And then the last thing, like, be patient and consistent. These are lifestyle changes. This is not like a quick fix that you do like once for the week and then you stop and you hope that things feel better. It takes time. It's a lifestyle change. You have to be patient with the process that it takes. Obviously, there are other things that are needed sometimes that are outside of our control, where we may need, you know, medical assistance, guidance from our doctors, our healthcare professionals. So again, please don't mistake this episode for, you know, an exact to-do list of what needs to be done with your gut, but rather, I don't know, some information that you might not have known that gives you a good starting place, because everybody's gut health is at a different starting point. For me, where did I start on this journey? Why did I begin really focusing my energy to this part of my health? It was because I was experiencing some tummy troubles and because I had aligned myself with a company that was really starting to educate on this. So for those of you who've known me for a longer time, or for those of you who also follow me on the gram for at least a little bit, you'll know that I align myself with a health and wellness brand, and it's called Arbonne. And Arbonne offers a program called the 30 Days to Healthy Living and Beyond. Because I had aligned with this company about 10 years ago, I was introduced to this concept of really concentrating on what's going on in your gut and the connection it has to so many other things. And I did this program, this 30 Days to Healthy Living and Beyond, for the first time, I don't know, probably about 6 years ago or so, maybe seven. And what the program did is it really helped me learn how to focus on my own gut health and how to effectively incorporate whole food eating, as well as the supplements I needed to reset my gut and to understand what my gut needed to feel like it was functioning at its optimal best. And the idea of the program is that it taught me what I needed to know in those 30 days. But it's called 30 Days to Healthy Living and Beyond because it then equips you with the knowledge and the tools necessary to continue living that healthy lifestyle beyond those 30 days. And it was a game changer for me. I know it's been such a game changer for so many people. That's where my journey started. And then I just got more and more interested, intrigued, started to consume more content about the gut. As January often happens to be a time of, you know, intentionally refocusing on nutritional and healthy habits after weeks and weeks of indulgence, what I want to do is urge you to consider focusing on one thing. Focus on your gut health. It will catapult everything else for you. When you have that overall mindset of healing your gut, so many other things will eventually fall into place, even if you're not intentionally concentrating your energy there. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we do have another 30-day program in Arbonne that's starting on January 22nd. You get all the supplements, the guides, the motivation, the support, and the knowledge you need to experience the results that you're looking for. Whether that's learning more about your gut and just healing it a little bit at a time, or gaining more energy, some better sleep, decreasing bloating, upping your nutrient intake, you know, our program can help you do those things. What I want to do is link a cart in the show notes. And in those show notes, it'll walk you through the supplements that are in that program package. If you click on the link that I put there, you'll see all of the supplements that come in the program package. It won't really dive into it fully. You can read a little blurb on it, but if you're intrigued about what that program could look like for you, I want you to reach out to me. Let me explain to you what it looks like to do that program and the things that you can expect. So you can find me on Instagram at TheJoyfulFlamingo, or you can get in touch with me by email at TheJoyfulFlamingo@gmail.com. And listen, if you're not interested in the Arbonne 30 program, that's just how I started my journey. And so I know that it worked for me. Using the knowledge and the ideas of the things we talked about in this episode will be great places for you to start healing your gut and really giving it the attention it deserves. I truly hope that you have a gut feeling about how focusing in on your gut, on this part of your body, can transform other areas of your own well-being. And we just skimmed the surface today, but I'd love to hear what resonated with you. Send me a message. What was new information to you? What did you learn? What did you already know? What excites you? Knowing all of that lights me up. Who else in your life needs to hear this message? Share the episode with other people because it can be so impactful to heal your gut. Also, if you haven't yet subscribed or followed the show, be sure to do that. We have so many good episodes coming up in 2024 that you are not going to want to miss. I'm so excited. I've basically now solidified all the episodes through to the end of March, and I've nailed them down for the first quarter of the year. And there's some good shit coming. So following the show ensures that you get notifications of new drops each week. And as always, leaving a rating or a review on the show is always such gold to me. So many of you have been so ridiculously kind and reached out to me privately with amazing messages about maybe a single episode that changed everything for you, or just the overall vibe that you love and what it's done for you or your family. And I love reading these personal messages. And although it's so nice to have them come in personally to me and I can read through them, what I'd really love is for you to take that, what you shared with me, and share it with others. The same words, literally, you could copy and paste it onto a rating or a review for Apple Podcasts too, because that is what helps our show grow and it helps us impact even more flockies out there. I am so grateful for you all. I had a gut feeling about this flocking community. You see what I did there? I had a gut feeling about this flocking community, and boy, was I right. You are all just so special to me. I am wishing you such a joyful day. Thank you for being part of the Joyful Flamingo flock. Until next time.